Imagine wearing a garment that slowly poisons you with every hour it touches your skin. This isn't science fiction. It was reality for hundreds of Alaska Airlines flight attendants who fell mysteriously ill after receiving new uniforms in 2010. Within days, many developed severe rashes, breathing difficulties, and debilitating symptoms that doctors misdiagnosed as everything from bedbugs to anxiety. When industrial hygienist Judith Anderson had the uniforms tested, they contained 97 chemical compounds, including lead, arsenic, restricted dyes, and carcinogens. Most shocking wasn't just what they found, but the revelation that outside California, virtually no legally enforceable standards exist limiting chemicals in adult clothing. The industry relies almost entirely on voluntary guidelines with limits rarely based on scientific research. Flight attendants represent a perfect case study. They wear identical uniforms for 12-plus hours daily in controlled environments. But what about the rest of us? We rotate between dozens of garments weekly, making it nearly impossible to connect mysterious health problems to specific clothing items. Could the very fabric touching our skin for 24,000 hours of our lives be slowly poisoning us without our knowledge? Jacqueline faced a life-threatening decision in her hospital bed: lose her colon or die from organ failure. Years of exposure to fashion industry chemicals, from dusty design offices to chemical-laden sample boxes, had taken their toll. Despite developing severe allergies to industry chemicals like azo dyes, she kept working until age 35, when she was diagnosed with severe Crohn's disease. The dangers gained scientific attention when environmental chemist Professor Heather Stapleton's asthmatic son developed a rash matching his unwashed polyester shirt's pattern. Lab tests confirmed halogenated dispersed dyes in the fabric, compounds that release potentially carcinogenic amines when contacting skin bacteria. The problem scale is alarming. JAMA reports up to 20% of people suffer from contact dermatitis, while most of the 40,000 to 60,000 industrial chemicals used in the U.S. remain untested for health effects. Researcher Kirsten Overdahl found harmful dyes in every children's polyester clothing sample tested, one containing 300 times the EU limit, and in dust from all surveyed households, indicating we're not just wearing these chemicals, but breathing them daily. The fashion industry's history shows a pattern of replacing old toxins with new ones. In 1857, a French hatter's suicide by mercury solution exposed hatmaking's dangers. Historical hats contained mercury levels 20,000 times above modern safety limits. Connecticut banned mercury in hatting only in 1941. Synthetic materials introduced fresh hazards. Polyurethane, now sold as vegan leather, originated from Nazi Germany's chemical warfare research. Other synthetics followed, including nylon, polyester, and PVC, the latter raising cancer concerns by 1959, yet appearing in Mary Quant's 1963 Wet collection. Even natural innovations like wrinkle-resistant cotton treatment, DMDHU, release formaldehyde, a known carcinogen. The pattern continues. Chemicals enter production without adequate safety testing until health impacts become undeniable. The 1861 death of Matilda Schurer, a 19-year-old artificial flower maker poisoned by arsenic-based green pigments, exemplifies this deadly legacy, with society blaming fashion-conscious women rather than manufacturers. William Perkins' accidental creation of purple dye from coal tar in 1856 launched the synthetic dye industry, and with it, new health hazards. The dangers first surfaced when dyed socks caused skin eruptions. French toxicologists proved the risk by extracting coralline dye from the socks and demonstrating its lethal effects on animals, though the industry dismissed these concerns. Factory workers suffered the severest impacts. Aniline dyes destroyed red blood cells, causing illness and potential coma. German surgeon Ludwig Renn linked dye exposure to bladder cancer by 1895, and specific carcinogens were identified by 1921. Modern synthetic dyes, especially in synthetic fabrics, continue to pose risks. The health impact extends beyond direct exposure. Consider Candace's failed $18,000 IVF treatment at 30, likely due to environmental toxins. This reflects a wider crisis. Assisted reproduction has become a $2.3 billion industry, with diminished ovarian reserves up 37% between 2004-2011. Miscarriage rates climb 1% yearly, while male fertility has plummeted. Sperm counts dropped 50% over 40 years, with projections suggesting 41% of men could be infertile by 2050. Endocrine-disrupting chemicals in fashion present severe health risks, with concentrations capable of crossing the placenta and affecting embryos. PFAS from treated textiles transfers at levels 1,000 times above harmful thresholds, potentially triggering phthalate syndrome in male fetuses during early pregnancy. Testing shows concerning toxin levels in common clothing, BPA in polyester spandex, lead, PFAS and phthalates in children's wear, antimony in recycled polyester, and various toxins in athletic wear. After switching to organic alternatives, Candace's IVF success story, achieving 100% fertilization and twins, demonstrates potential impacts of chemical reduction. In Tirupur, India's dollar city, textile manufacturing transformed the Noyal River into a toxic lagoon by the late 1990s. Untreated waste from 800 dye houses contaminated thousands of wells, destroyed farmland, and caused severe skin conditions in local children. Garment workers face daily exposure to textile dust, chemicals, and fumes, resulting in chronic health issues including blisters, respiratory problems, and skin diseases. To reduce chemical exposure, avoid cheap knockoffs and ultra-fast fashion brands. ZDHC's Scott Eccles notes that unknown brands and dropshipping operations pose the highest chemical risks. Trust established brands with proven chemical management track records, like H&M, Nike, Levi's, Patagonia, and Eileen Fisher. Look for certifications from Affirm Group, Blue Sign, GOTS, Okotex, and ZDHC. Choose natural materials over synthetics. Avoid poly materials, PVC, polyester, polyamide, polyurethane, nylon, and acrylic. Opt for cotton, silk, hemp, cashmere, linen, wool, alpaca, rayon, lyocell, and modal. Skip performance materials with water and stain repellency features, which often contain PFAS. Avoid supersaturated or neon colors. Whites, creams, and earth tones are safer for sensitive skin. Wash new clothing before wear to remove contaminants. Use unscented laundry products, as scented ones often contain unlisted carcinogens. Avoid dry cleaning, which uses toxic tetrachloroethylene, PERC. Many dry clean-only items can be washed alternatively. If clothing smells chemical, return it immediately. To reduce chemical exposure, avoid cheap knockoffs and ultra-fast fashion brands. ZDHC's Scott Eccles notes that unknown brands and dropshipping operations pose the highest chemical risks. Several mainstream brands have strong chemical management practices, including H&M, Nike, Levi's, Patagonia, and Eileen Fisher. Look for certifications from Affirm Group, Blue Sign, GOTS, Okotex, and ZDHC. Choose natural materials like cotton, silk, hemp, cashmere, linen, and wool over synthetics, polyester, nylon, acrylic. Avoid performance materials with water and stain repellency features, which typically contain PFAS and other toxins. Wash new clothing before wearing to remove contaminants. Use unscented laundry products, as scented ones emit harmful compounds not listed on labels. Skip dry cleaning, which uses PERC, a chemical that affects multiple body systems. If something smells chemical or causes discomfort, return it. Your health matters more than fashion trends or bargains.